Hold it, fellas. Now, don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, coming up, we have a couple of interview snippets from both Rocky Burnett and Dion, plus a brand new Dale Yeah segment from Dale Watson. Plus, we hear tunes from High Noon, Dave and Phil Alvin, Jake Calypso, Howlin' Wolf, Dave Edmonds, Elvis Presley, Kent Rose, and so much more. Now, let's kick things off with something brand new from Dwight Yoakam. Produced by Jack White and released as a single on Third Man Records, it's Dwight Yoakam covering High on a Mountain of Love right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Settle down somewhere far away. Well, who knows where we'll be found? Now baby, can't you see? Stranger things have happened.
Don't be a stranger.
That's the group High Noon with the title cut of their 1995 release, Stranger Things, here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, back in January of this year, we spoke with Rocky Burnett, not only about his solo career, but also about his dad, Johnny, and Uncle Dorsey. Here's a snippet of that interview. I wonder if that had an influence on just how wild the sound was.
It did. It had to.
Yeah.
You know, it was all part of that. You listen to Train Kept Rollin' before Fuzz Tone and all of that. Now, that was supposedly, you know, they knocked each other over the amplifiers and loosened up which Paul told, you know, to the day he died, and so did Dorsey and my dad. But that's where they got that fuzzy sound, was because the amp wasn't working right because of a little wrestling match that they'd had, and it knocked over the amp. And you hear that, and that's really the first Fuzz Tone on any record in the history of rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know? In fact, it didn't come out for another few years, but that was because that amp was firing off fuzzy, and that's what gave it that ching sound, you know?
Yeah.
And you can hear it in A Please Don't Leave Me and Honey Hush.
Yeah.
It's the same double E pulling thing, you know? So, they came up with some great sounds that's emulated to this day. And some people still, I remember Los Lobos, we got to somewhere, and they were playing on the same gig, and Cesar, the guitar player with Los Lobos, just came over and handed all his guitar and said, "Show me." Show me how you got that. And, you know, Paul showed him, you know, he'd have his thumb and his index finger on both E strings of the guitar at the same time, pulling them, you know.
Yeah.
And they'd pull the guitar strings at the same time, and that's the way they got that train sound on there. And he sat there and laughed. He goes, "I wondered how you did that." And I guess he's been using it ever since. But, yeah, little stories like that, little things that you get done, you know, it's all been a part of it, and it's all been a blast.
I called a train, I met a dame, she was a hefty and a real gone dame. She was pretty from New York City, and we trucked on down that old fair lane with a heave and a hoe. Well, I just couldn't let her go. Get along, sweet little woman, get along. Better be up on your way to get along. And I hope, well, I just couldn't let it go. Well, the train kept a rolling up all night long. The train kept a rolling up all night long. The train kept a moving up all night long. The train kept a rolling up all night long. With a heave and a hope, well, I just couldn't let it go. Hey! Along with a heave and a hole, well, I just couldn't let it.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley, and if you're looking for more great shows with great music and interviews, then check out our other show, Catching a Wave. It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. It's summer all year long on Catching a Wave. You'll hear artists like the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean, guitar legend Dick Dale, Los Straitjackets, The Atlantics, The Trashmen, The Safaris, The Explorers Club, The Monkees, and so much more. Plus, we'll have games, contests, polls, interviews, and a whole lot of fun. For more information, go to catchingawaveradio.com. That's catchingawaveradio.com. Oh, and bring some sunscreen. We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Kent Rose and his tune Jungle Jaguar Pants. Great tune and a fun title for sure. Also heard Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio, including Dorsey Burnett, who we'll hear from later in the program as well, and Paul Burleson with their cover of Train Kept a Rollin'. Well, let's get back to the music. Dave Edmonds from the album Get It, covering Bob Seger, Get Out of Denver.
We told her that we needed something that would keep us going. She put out all she had and paid it all. running man. That Cadillac may get away. You better be careful. Down standing the highway man, standing parked on the road. Down standing the highway man, parked on the road. You better watch out for the red light just before you go. Green lights that go, red lights that stop. Look at your boy, you better be on your watch. There's a highway man parked on the side of the road. You better be careful about how you drive on the road. Everything is nice to me. I'll make a cool honey, I ain't got time to stop for gas. I'll make a cool honey, I ain't got time to stop for gas. I'm gonna drive this automobile just as long as the gas lasts.
That's Chester Burnett, better known as Howlin' Wolf, produced by Sam Phillips in Memphis, Tennessee. Mr. Highwayman, Cadillac Daddy, recorded in 1952. Sam Phillips, of course, referred to Howlin' Wolf as his greatest discovery. Now coming up, Dave and Phil Alvin from their album Lost Time. But first, here's Pat Capocci coming to us from Australia, giving us the jitters from the album Call of the Wild on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
It is every night my baby put the hoodoo on me.
Hey everybody, this is Dave Alvin.
And this is Phil Alvin.
And you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
With Jammin' James Riley.
Play something good.
Killing me.
Oh, shucks.
Well, I wouldn't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight and don't let go. Thunder, lightning, wind, and rain.
Don't let go.
Yeah.
Don't let go.
Love is thumbing inside my brain.
Don't let go. Don't let go.
I'm so eager, I'm nearly dying.
Don't let go. Don't let go.
You've been keeping your lips from mine.
Don't let go.
This feeling's killing me.
Oh, shucks.
Well, I wouldn't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight and don't let go. Hound dog barking up beside the hill.
Don't let go.
Yeah.
Don't let go.
Love is dragging him through the mill.
Don't let go. Don't let go.
If it wasn't for having you,
don't let go. Don't let go.
I'd be barking and a hollering too.
Don't let go.
This feeling's killing me.
Oh, shucks.
Well, I won't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight and don't let go. One day, baby, you'll quit me, yeah.
Don't let go.
Yeah.
Don't let go.
I'd be crying and soaking wet.
Don't let go.
One thing, baby, I'll never stand.
Come and go.
See your lips kiss some other man.
Come and go.
Ooh-wee. This feeling's killing me.
Oh, shucks.
Well, I won't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight.
Come.
Just hold me tight.
The new memoir from Stray Cats drummer Slim Jim Phantom, A Stray Cat Strut.
Stray Cat Strut, I'm a
please cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova, hey,
Vanessa.
Read about the highs and lows of being in a rock band that sold millions, plus extraordinary friendships, adventures, and lessons learned along the way.
Slim Jim Phantom,
A Stray Cat Strut. Available August 16th from Thomas Dunn Books. This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Dorsey Burnett in his great cover of Don't Let Go. It's a song written by Jesse Stone, first a hit for Roy Hamilton in 1958. Other notable covers include Clyde McFatter, Frank Deaton in the Mad Lads, Jerry Lee Lewis, Isaac Hayes, Mel Tillis, Jeff Lynne, Carl Perkins, and many others. Now, we started the show with a brand new tune from Dwight Yoakam, and we also heard from Dave and Phil Alvin. Now, when the Alvin brothers were both in the Blasters, Dave Alvin wrote a song called Long White Cadillac, and also became a big hit for Dwight Yoakam. Now, here's a version of the song by Janice Martin. It appears on her final record, The Blanco Sessions, produced by Rosie Flores.
A little rockin' baby makes me feel like I'm a clown. She's a real rockin' baby, a real rockin' girl. Well, she's a real rockin' baby, a real rockin' girl. Well, she's my crazy little mama and my crazy little rock and roll world. Well, she makes me goin' round and round and crazy over her town. A little rockin' baby makes me feel like I'm a clown. She's a real rockin' baby, a real rockin' girl. My real rockin' girl. Well, she's my crazy little mama, my crazy little rock and roll world. It's a real wild child. She's my real rockin' baby, my real rockin' girl. Well, she's my real rockin' baby, my real rockin' girl. Well, she's my crazy little mama and my crazy little rock and roll world. She's got those eyes and lips that make me act so wild. My little rockin' baby is a real wild child. She's my real rockin' baby, my real rockin' girl. Well, she's my real rockin' baby, my real rockin' girl. Well, she's my crazy little mama and my crazy little rock and roll world.
That's Mark and the Wild Ones in the tune Real Rockin' Baby. That's the only kind of baby you really want, let's be honest. Hey, back in February this year, we spoke with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion, and we have a portion of that for you right now. Looking at another 50-year milestone, next year is the 50-year anniversary of Sgt. Pepper, which, you know, some people may be wondering why I would be bringing that up. But of course, you're on the album cover with Bob Dylan being the only two musicians outside of the Beatles that are pictured on there. You had a great story, didn't you, about the John Lennon just telling you how much he loved that that song. The picture came from the cover of the Ruby Baby album.
Yeah, when he came over in the early 60s or mid-60s, what was it, in February, Sid Bernstein brought the Beatles over. He was the first one to bring them over to play at Carnegie Hall. And I met John Lennon with Carnegie Hall's on 57th Street, and I was living on 57th Street. I saw him on the street with Ringo, and we went into this shop, this men's shop, and we were talking and looking at jackets. We both ended up buying the same leather jacket. He wore his on Sgt. Pepper. I still have mine. I'll send you a picture of it.
Anyway, oh, I love that.
But he was telling me when they went to Hamburg, you know, and they were honing their skills as young musicians, they used to do the song Ruby Baby and how much he loved it and this kind of thing. And when they did Sgt. Pepper, I think, I don't know this for sure, but they took the cover of Ruby Baby and, you know, cut it out. And I'm one of the two rock musicians, American rock musicians, who were on that cover, Bob Dylan and I. It must have came from his, you know, his love for the song Ruby Baby that I did back in 62, 63.
You know, if more musicians can take note, basically, if they put a picture of you on the cover, it's bound to sell millions.
Keep telling people, you know, if you put my picture on your album, it'll sell like Sgt. Pepper. You know, that's the reason why I sold that money.
It seems like you also told me that Elvis told you the same thing about Ruby Baby in particular.
Bob Dylan talked about that song that I could name 10 people who really kind of mentioned that song to me when I met them. But Elvis too, you know, when I met him in Vegas, unbelievable. You know, he mentioned that song, you know, very short meeting, but he told me he liked the song. And I thought, wow, it's kind of cool that people are listening and you know, they're drinking in what you're doing, you know?
Absolutely.
Yo, hey everybody, this is Dion, the Wanderer. I'm listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with my man, Jammin' James Riley. Keep listening. Yo.
Now that I love a girl and a ruby is her name. Hear me talking now. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say, whoa,
back my freezing, 'cause I can't be there no more. Well, 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 well
comes to fashion designs from the golden 50s era of rockabilly, nobody does it like Tokyo's The King, featuring shirts, shoes, jackets, accessories, and more. And the only place to find a suit and dream flap shoes in collaboration with neo-rockabilly legend Levi Dexter, and a selection of dresses from Bernie Dexter. If you're a fan of Elvis and rockabilly style clothing, check out The King. Go to the-king.jp. Hey, this is Jammin' James Riley, and we get asked all the time about advertising on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You could ask yourself questions.
Listeners could be hearing about your brand right now. New album, festival, vintage clothes, whatever is a good fit. We'll help you get the word out right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Email us now, rockabillyandbluesradiohour@gmail.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, bluesradiohour@gmail.com. Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, it's time once again for our Dale Yeah segment with the king of Ameripolitan, Dale Watson.
10-100!
Now it's time for Dale Yeah, where we take a listener question and get a music recommendation from our man on the street, Dale Watson.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dale Watson on Dale Yeah.
Hey, Jammin' James Riley, once again, meeting up with our man on the street, Dale Watson. Now, we got a question from Scott in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You know, lots of folks are excited to meet you. Which artists have you been excited to meet over the years?
I got lucky enough to have met, you know, most of my influences. You know, I was excited to meet each one of them. Johnny Cash was probably the biggest one, that a nail biter, but it was just great. I remember the very first time I met one of my influences, and I stood outside in the rain for almost 2 hours. His first show I saved money up to pay to go see, it was Conway Twitty. It was raining like hell, and it was cold too. It was cold rain. His bus was parked about 1 foot away from the exit door. I just stood right there and waited for him to come out. Probably, you know, these days you couldn't do it. I mean, you'd look too much like a stalker or somebody trying to, you know, hurt somebody. But I was 14 years old, and I waited for him to come out and just soaked to the bone. And he came out. This guy was holding an umbrella over him. And I said, Mr. Twitty, I just want to tell you, I'm just such a big fan, and just thank you for a great concert. And he stopped, shook my hand, said, thank you, and walked on the bus. But I've always been nervous meeting my heroes, you know. So luckily, all of them turned out to be pretty decent.
I had such a quick encounter with Robert Plant and walked away, you know, feeling like Chris Farley on the Chris Farley Show, you know, pulling my hair out, stupid. But then realized, hey, that was Robert Plant.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody feels stupid when you put, what do you say to your heroes, you know?
Yeah.
Just no icebreaker.
So what's your recommendation for our Dale Yeah segment?
A recommendation for some music? Let's go with Jinx Jones. Man, this guy, he's nominated for Rockabilly Male for the Ameripolitan Award Show. He's from San Francisco, and he's just fantastic. Check him out.
Let's get to it.
Well, there's a new girl in town. She's a real cool rock and roll child. Yeah, she's rocking and a-bopping and driving all the fellas wild. Make me lose my cool.
baby, baby, baby.
Well, she likes to do the jump, she likes to do the pop. When you get a rockin', she just can't stop. Being crazy, baby. Being crazy, baby. Being crazy, baby. Being crazy, baby.
Hey folks, this is Del Watch, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Well, big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just a little bit tall, that's all. Got me working, boss man, working around the clock. I want a little drink of water, but you won't let me stop, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just a little bit tall, that's all. Hard in the daytime, rest easy at night, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Yes, I call. Oh, you ain't so big, you just a little bit tall, that's all. Yeah, you ain't so big, you just a little bit tall, that's all.
This cover of Big Boss Man, that's Dale Watson, recorded at Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. Up next, it's Leah and her Jaywalkers. The tune Jealousy, right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, jealousy is tearing me up inside. I can't begin to count all the tears I've cried, cause you're always telling about that girl before. I'm trying every day to give you more. Well, it plagues my heart and it haunts my mind. Are you trying to hurt me, baby, or are you blind? Well, you better find some way to let me know, cause if I ain't number one, then I'm gonna go. Well, the green night monster really bit me deep. Who you dreaming of when you sleep? This jealousy is just about a killing me. Now decide between me or your memories. Well, I won't live another day in fear and doubt. Oh, you better love me all the way or go without. And you better find some way to let me know, cause if I ain't number one, then I'm gonna go. Well, the green night monster really bit me deep. Who are you dreaming of when you sleep? This jealousy is just about a killing me. Well, decide between me or your memory. You better find some way to let me know, cause if I ain't number one, then I'm gonna go. Well, the green night monster really bit me deep. Who you dreaming of when you sleep? This jealousy's just about a killing me. Well, decide up inside. Yeah, jealousy is tearing me up inside. Say, jealousy is tearing me up inside.
Well, if you can't rock me, I'll find somebody who can. If you can't rock me, I'll find somebody who can. I'll get me another woman. You can find another man. Every time we hear a rock and roll band. Every time we hear a rock and roll band. All you wanna do, baby, is hold my hand. Hang around, baby, and give me just a little more time. Well, hang around, baby, and give me just a little more time. I got so many women, I can't make up my mind. Well, one thing, honey, before we go, well, one thing, honey, that I want you to know, well, if you can't rock me, I'll find somebody who can. Rock me, rock me, rock me. Well, if you can't rock me, I'll find somebody who can. Well, if you can't rock me, I'll find somebody who can. I'll get me another woman. You can find another man. Every time we hear a rock and roll band. Every time we hear a rock and roll band. All you wanna do, baby, is hold my hand. Hang around, baby, and give me just a little more time. Hang around, baby, and give me just a little more time. I got so many women, I can't make up my mind.
Rock me, rock me, rock me.
Well, one thing, baby, before we go, well, one thing, honey, that I want you to know, well, if you can't rock me, I'll find somebody who can. Well, if you can't rock me, I'll find somebody who can. Talking in line, sweet talking in line.
Nashville, Tennessee, that's the High Jivers and Sweet Talking and Lies. Before that, Ricky Nelson from 1957 on Imperial Records. If you can't rock me, I'll find somebody who can. Hey, you've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Our website is rockabillyandblues.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Stay tuned next time for more great music and interviews. That's always a promise from us. Until then, it's Jam and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.